is our returning champion, Tom DeMary from Placentia, California. Stand by to see Tom play for a pair of jet skis valued at $5,998. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Cadillac valued at $26,304 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, he's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Thank you, and welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back a champion who seems to be enjoying himself here. This is Tom DeMary. Hello there, Tom.
Hi, Jim.
Well, you seem like you're having fun.
This is great. It's the experience of a lifetime.
Well, that's nice. You're a golf pro, and you're down, what, Newport Beach, California?
Right.
So the jet skis, his and her jet skis, right near the water there.
I could float them right in.
That would be terrific, and you're just $95 away from that. You have to have win with $95, and you can walk away with those jet skis. Of course, gold coins are next up the lines.
Summer's dressed in gold, too.
All righty, well, talking about summer, let's have her come out here and introduce a couple of challengers. Summer, about all of you. Oh, yes, indeed, you are in gold. I can't imagine. I was talking to Tom, and he was looking over there at you, just ignoring me. I can't imagine why. Did you bring us some players?
Yes, I did. Jim, this contestant is a roadie, originally from Nashville, Tennessee. A big welcome to Rita Hoshino.
Hello there, Rita.
And he is constantly in and out of love from Long Beach, California. Big hand to Harold Tate.
Hi there, Harold.
Hello, Jim.
That's all right. I'd look at you, too, Summer. Thank you very much. Harold, you are constantly in and out of love.
Yes, Jim. I've been playing tennis for about 15 years. I was the founding president, as a matter of fact, of a tennis club back in Massachusetts, and I've received an award from a very famous national magazine for starting a family tennis program.
Well, that's terrific. Well, that's what the love as in tennis, right? Well, we got tennis on one end and golf on the other. Rita, and in the middle is a roadie.
Nothing to do with sports, Jim. I'm a road manager for a band, and so I get to travel all over the country and meet wonderful people everywhere.
But that's a hard job. You've got to coordinate everything, right?
Yes, and sleep in hotels.
Well, I'm glad you could spend some time here joining us. Nice to have all three of you here. Let's get you started with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go shopping. Tom's getting the footwork set there for the driver. And we'll get started with this. What classic movie would you be in if you were hanging out at Rick's Cafe American? Rita.
Casablanca.
Casablanca it is. $5 for the correct answer. Rita goes into the lead. A traffic sign in the shape of an octagon with four, Rita?
Stop sign.
Four white letters indeed is a stop sign. A Rita with two in a row goes to 30. If your measurements are 36, 24, 36, what part of your body does the 24? Tom.
The waist.
That's the waist. As Tom beats Rita to the buzzer, he goes to 25. According to the old saying, the world will beat a path to your door if you build, Harold,
a better mousetrap.
Nicely done. Harold gets his first five on the plus side. He's at 25. In the South, what's a goober pea? Harold.
It's a peanut.
It is indeed a peanut. Harold ties Rita for first place. And a very good time to do that because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but now with a tie, Harold and Rita, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
Harold or Rita, you'll never decline a chance to recline in Lazy Boy's recliner rocker chair. You may enjoy quality and comfort as you rock, recline, or relax. Furnished by Lazy Boy, and it's normally priced at $329. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well, you are certainly enjoying your work there, my goodness, Greg. Now, Harold and Rita, you're not hitting the buzzer, though. Beautiful recliner, $329.
He'd look great in it, I told him.
After playing tennis, of course, you're on the road. I'd like for one of you to have it. You can have it for the value of the one question, $5, $100 in cash. Rita will buy it then. You got the chair and $100 for just $5. Enjoy that. We'll knock it off your score. Now you're in a tie with Tom for second place, but trailing Harold by just one question. What classic TV series concerned the antics of a couple named Rob and Laura Petrie? Rita.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
No. That was the Dick Van Dyke Show with Rob and Laura Petrie. And you lose five for the incorrect answers. Sorry about that. Down to 20. This best-selling author's novels include Mila 18 and Exodus. He's Leon. Harold.
Urus.
Urus it is. And Harold goes to 35. In what country would you be vacationing if the natives were doing their traditional Highland fling? Tom?
Scotland.
Scotland it is. The champion now, solid holder, second place at 30. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. A lot of information about a famous person. I was born in London in 1949, when I was about 15. My boyfriend gave me a nickname that has become world famous. Rita?
Twiggy.
Twiggy is right. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Very nicely done. Rita, you've got control of the board. We'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind the number 4.
You stop the light on that. We'll add that to your score. We lock that buzzer into your buzzer to those lights. Good luck, and hit it whatever you like.
Okay, 4.
4.
4.
Whoa, way on the other side. But behind number 3, we have this for you.
A 35mm camera. Chin-On CP5S captures the moment automatically designed for sports action or full creative pictures. The CP5S even has 2 built-in metering systems furnished by Chin-On.
Over $500 camera.
Great.
Yours
take
to
it
keep.
On the road.
And, yeah, you could use that on the road. And, of course, the money cards stay up there, and we'll add 15 a little later. Right now, we'll take time out for this. Champion Tom DeMary needs $95 in the wing for the jet skis. He's already about a third of the way there at $30, but he's in second place. It's Harold in the lead at 35 and Rita at 20. Back with this. In the famous Stephen Foster song, what color was Jeannie's hair? Rita.
Light brown.
That's right. Jeannie with a light brown hair. You had a thing of that, right? Rita back to 25. Your dessert in an Italian restaurant is a dish of ice cream containing fruit, nuts, and candies. Tom.
Spumoni.
That's what you ordered, Spumoni. And Tom ties Harold for first place. What bird of prey is used to describe a congressman who tends to be warlike? Tom.
Hawk.
Hawk it is, and the champion goes into the lead at 40. Yep. Name the organization founded in 1897 by Phoebe Hearst and Alice Burney, which is known by the initials PTA. Harold.
The Parent Teachers Association.
That's what it is. Harold in with tie with Tom now. Yeah. So again, an instant bargain, and again a tie. But the tie this time is between Harold and Tom. And only one of you, if you hit the buzzer when you hear the low price, can have this.
Add a little color to your home, Harold or Tom, with Sharp's 25-inch remote control color monitor with electronic tuning, channel flashback, and sleep timer, furnished by Sharp. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, that's nice. I love that. Whenever they see themselves on camera and they say, I got to do something, go, okay, I'll raise my head or I'll, isn't that terrible? It's a great color television. $800 worth for 10 bucks. For 9. 8.
That's 8 bucks.
Tom will buy it, absolutely. Less than the value of 2 questions. Beautiful color TV. We knocked just $8 off your score, and you're down to 32, and we're back with us. What kind of creature is a Holstein? Tom?
Cow.
Got 5 of the 8 bucks right back. Cow is exactly what it is. The heir to the British throne is known as the Prince of...
Wales.
Wales is right. Harold goes to 45. What river forms the entire eastern border of the state of Iowa? Will we allow it? No, I'm sorry. The buzzer hit first. It's the Mississippi. The Mississippi. You don't lose anything on that, really. Your score stays right there. What king in Greek mythology would, by today's standards, make a killing in the gold market? Tom.
Midas.
Midas it would be. Yes, indeed. Tom over the $40 mark. According to the old saying, find a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have Harold.
Good luck.
Good luck it is, and Harold goes to 50. Yes, indeed. Talking about luck, and Tom would appreciate this, being a pro golfer. Pro golfer Gary Player once observed, a funny thing about luck, it seems the more I practice, the luckier I get. We'll be right back. Things about sale of the century, often the player is a master of their own fate. They can buy things as they go along, and that may or may not cost them. As a matter of fact, the champion bought a beautiful color TV for $8, and that's exactly what he is trailing Harold by. Harold at 50, Tom at 42, Rita at 25. Tom is confident he can make it up. Maybe right here. We'll add a $15 money card up on the board now with a fame game and a famous thing. I am a dance that first became popular in Europe during the 1800s. A movie with my name was made in 1960, starred Frank Sinatra, Shirley MacLaine, and Maurice Chevalier. Jacques Offenbach composed my best-known music. Toulouse-Lautrec often painted people dancing me. Nikita Khrushchev found me objectionable. I'm danced by women who do high kicks while holding up ruffled skirts. Tom.
Can-can?
Can-can is what it is. Yeah. Yeah, they made a movie called Tank Ed. Oh, remember Nikita Khrushchev? Or watched them? He was banging his shoes and things. That was another
the
time.
The shoe.
That's right, shoe shoe. Tom, we'll show you the $15 money card.
It's behind the number two.
All right, two of them to shoot for, and now we lock them into your buzzer, and you can stop that light whenever you would like.
On the number two.
On the number two.
Let's
two.
Missed the money cards, but I hope we have a nice prize for you.
Book cassettes, unabridged bestsellers performed on tape. Now you may read with your ears as you drive, walk, jog, or just relax. Book cassettes, furnished by Brilliance Corporation.
$300 worth of book cassettes?
That is so nice because we have the cassette series for the kids. I have three children, and that'll be really great.
Super, that's nice. And that, of course, is yours to keep. No matter how you finish in the game, those money cards stay up there. And that means with the third and final crack of the Fame game, all the money cards will be there. In 1968, the Peace and Freedom Party ran a famous baby doctor for president. Rita?
Spock.
That's right, Dr. Benjamin Spock, and Rita goes to 30. If a city is under martial law, what group is temporarily in control? Harold?
The Army.
The Army, the military, anything like that acceptable, and Harold goes to 55, yes. In The Wizard of Oz, where was Dorothy trying to go when she clicked her heels, Harold?
To Kansas.
Kansas or home, yes indeed, and Harold goes to 60. So now, instant bargain and no tie this time. Harold's got the lead all by himself. You like antiques?
Yes, I do.
I think you'll like this.
Oh, Harold, you'll love this instant bargain, no matter which way the wind blows. A beautiful antique weather vane, a gilded treasure from the time of the American Civil War. The noble eagle proudly spreads its wings atop a sturdy display stand from the Philadelphia collection. And it's normally priced at $1,500. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Well... looks like the famous painting American Gargoyle over here. Now, Harold, that is really beautiful.
It is an
antique. It's worth $1,500.
Oh, I'd love to have it, Jim.
It costs $15. You have an $18 lead. So you would still have the lead, but it would be less than a question. But Harold...
I'd love to have it, Jim.
That's good.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh,
I'd like for you to have it. I happen to have to go with it, coincidentally. Also antique, but still legal tender. Three, four, five. $500 in cash.
Real money.
$1,500 antique, but your lead would be cut to less than the value of one question. How confident are you can win this thing? $2,000 worth of goodies for $15. Going once, going twice. He's gonna buy. He's got a great antique, $500
in cash. Take the money.
We have got, as we knock $15 off his score, a very good game, and Harold has the lead. Back to it right after this.
Good job. That's good. That's a lovely thing.
And the cash is not bad either. Well, the champion eyeing almost $6,000 with his and her jet skis. He has been pushed all day. Right now he's in second place. Harold is at 45. Tom at 42. Rita not out of it at 30. Back to business with this. This work describes the first four books of the New Testament. Comes from an old Greek word meaning good news. Oh, no? The Gospel. The Gospel. The first four books of the New Testament are the Gospel. And you remember that? No one wanted to try that. In what great sea is the island of Cyprus located? Tom.
Mediterranean
it is, and the champion goes into the lead by $2. These musical brothers have produced such hits as Gotta Get a Message to You and Staying Alive. Name them. Rita?
The Brothers Gibb.
The Brothers Gibb, the Bee Gees. Either one acceptable, and Rita goes to 35, making it even closer. Now the third and final crack of the Fame game, and all of the money cards will be up on the board. A famous place. I am a magnificent edifice, begun in 1163 and finished in 1313. I am one of the finest examples of early Gothic architecture. During the French Revolution, I was damaged by mobs who considered me a symbol of the monarchy. I stand on an island in the Seine River in the heart of Paris. My French name means Our Lady. Harold.
Bastille?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 45. You're playing for control of the board. We'll clear the board. Continue for Rita and Tom. My French name means Our Lady. In literature, Quasimodo, the hunchback, rang the bell. Tom?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Yes, indeed. Wow, I went down a ways.
Oh, boy.
Where's the $25 money card?
Behind the number nine.
All right, so you've got three big money cards to shoot for. We locked them into your buzzer, Tom.
That's the age of my oldest daughter, so I should get it. I hope.
You got one. You got a $10 money card. We add that $10 to Tom's score. That could be very important. He's into the lead. Now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? The champion in the lead for the one of the few times today. He's at 57, Harold at 45, Rita at 35. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, what kind of animal is a Lhasa Apso?
Harold. It's a dog.
Right. Name the biblical hero brought down by Delilah. Rita.
Daniel.
Wrong. In pool, what is the dominant color on the eight ball? Tom.
Black.
Right. What's the capital of Maryland? Harold.
Baltimore.
Wrong. In literature, Lord Greystoke is the real identity of what famous jungle hero? Tom.
Tarzan the Ape Man.
Yes. On what summer holiday might you light a Roman candle? Rita.
4th of July.
Right. What Saudi Arabian city is the religious center of Islam?
Mecca.
Right. On early TV, who played Brett Maverick? Tom.
James Garner.
Right. Name the fairy tale dwarf who could spin straw into gold. Tom.
Rasputin.
Wrong. Which of our 50 states lies closest to the equator? Time. How many sides are there on a decagon? Harold.
10.
Right. Who played the title role in Zorba the Greek? Harold.
Anthony Quinn.
Right. For over 300 years, what country was ruled by the Romanovs? Time is up, and Tom is still the champion. Congratulations. Back to Tom in just a moment. He went in with about a $12 lead, and he came out with a $7 win, so he needed that $10 he hit up there on the board. The country ruled by the Romanovs is Russia. We didn't get a chance to get to that one. The 50 states, the one that's closest to the equator, if you think about it for a moment, Hawaii. It's the only one to be that close to the equator. And the dwarf who could spin straw into gold. Rasputin could do a lot, but Rumpelstiltskin, I think your kids are going to remind you of,
Tom.
I'm dead. The capital of Maryland is at Annapolis, and the biblical hero brought down by Delilah Sampson. Yes, Rita knows it, but the time goes so quickly with that speed round. Got to say goodbye to a couple of nice people, and I am delighted they are not going home empty-handed. Harold, you've got that beautiful antique weather vane. You've got $560 in cash, so a very profitable stay of $2,060 in cash and prizes. Thank you for joining us, Harold. Rita, you got that reclining chair. You've got $135 in cash. So you are very near $1,000 in cash and prizes yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
But Tom DeMary came out on top, and he is going shopping with me. Come on, Tom. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let's see now. You've got, I think you fell a little short of what you were looking for the jet skis, but $147 certainly will buy you this.
If you mean business about decorating your home office, how about this beautiful desk? Work just may become a pleasure, seated behind this classic desk of solid brass with a thick glass top, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus, this elegant mirror, a beautiful design to reflect favorably on your decor. The mirror is inlaid and trimmed in brass from Designer Repros. And these gifts, normally priced at $3,109, they're yours on sale of the century for only $85.
So $85, you can take that desk and mirror, but you've got $147, so you're very close. Now, everything changes every five shows. All of the prizes in our sales room are going to change, so if you decided not to take the desk and mirror and put your money in the bank, if you came back and won with just $28 more, the next thing up the line is going to become a beautiful stereo system, and I mean it is complete with everything you can think of. Along the way, also, we're going to have a diamond bracelet. We usually have a great trip. We got a great one, a trip to Switzerland. Jeez. Wonderful sports car, and of course, if you get the $750, you'll have no decision at all. We'll give you everything. That's plus great. This.
A cash jackpot of $77,000.
That wouldn't be too bad. But right now, think about taking the desk, the mirror, or coming back with the stereo system. The next thing up the line was good you were red, just for summer. You said you liked red.
Tell you.
But you think about the desk. We'll get his answer right after this.
It's going to be a hard decision.
All right, Tom, you've got $147. Easily, you can afford that brass desk and mirror. You can take that and everything else you've picked up along the way and leave us, or put your money in the bank, needing another win and $28 more for a great stereo system. Tom, what's it going to be?
Well, I love the desk. It's really nice, but
I just enjoy playing the game so much, I want to come back.
You're going to come back. Okay, we will put his money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000 for that cash jackpot. $78,000, two new challenges next time, and some great prizes on sale of the century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.